Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the completely lost work of free speech because I recorded a show last night and I lost the whole thing. And I have to do it over again. So this is a do-over. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fund. It's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Operators are standing by. And I got it. I don't even know if I can do this, but I'm going to try. So last night I did a show, and what I had done was I started proofreading my book, because I'm not going to be doing these. Benjamin says his website is like under massive attack, and he can't host my weekly "What the hell's going on here anyway?" stuff. So, oh God, how much did I lose? I didn't lose that. Why did I only lost the Audacity file? That sucks. So I did a whole show, and because I wasn't proofreading that, I wound up proofreading my book. Why not? And so let me get back. Where was I proofreading my book? First, I got to find my book. Where the hell is it? Okay. Yeah, because he said things are so hot right now. He's under massive attack and can't host my stuff. So I got to go find my book. And I opened up the file, and a lot of this show, so maybe it wasn't so great. And by the way, I got to go to a vet appointment soon. I'm not even going to be able to finish this, but there will be long bumper music because I don't know, but I'll go to the vet. Hopefully I'll get this at least halfway done, and then I'll be able to finish it up before going out on my next appointments, and something good will happen. I'll be able to get this into RBN. All right, so what am I looking for? What the hell am I looking for? Okay, no, RBN, no, that's the wrong file. I am looking for my books, so there's my books. I'm looking for Zombie, and here we go. All right, not recovered. Okay, so at least they're going to recover. Nope. Error reading the file? What the heck? See, this was just some disaster. I did this late at night. Save. All right. All right, I did this late at night, and here's one of the things I found. In my title, it's called Riding the Zombie Corpse, but I wrote Riding the Zombie Corps, like you're riding the Marine Corps. It didn't have the E at the end, and it must have, like, Dave Gahari has done an initial proofread on this, and he must have thought that was the title of my book, was Writing the Zombie Corps. It's the corpse. It's the corpse. And so what I've got here, got a note to myself, review again through page 13. God, everything I did last night was a complete waste. So I have like 2 pages... 2.5 pages of what's basically an outline. And so I read that last night. Actually, that probably wasn't good radio. I'm going to skip forward to the foreword. Okay, here we go. Here's the foreword of the book. For years, I've been intending... Let me just look down for a second. I tell you what, I'm just going to read the chapter titles without reading the notes inside. So chapter 1, introduction, what am I trying to accomplish? That should be in question form. What am I? No, that should not be in question form. That should be what I am trying to accomplish. Chapter 2, the situation in America and the West today. Chapter 3, Why Jews See Replacing Whites As In Their Interest. Chapter 4, How Jews Gained Power. Chapter 5, Theories of Jewish Power. Chapter 5.5a, I don't know why this, because I just don't have it anywhere else, Case Studies in Jewish Power. Chapter 6, The Truth About Race. Chapter 7, The Danger to the World from Jewish Supremacism. Chapter 8, What Needs to be Done. Okay, so I have notes about all of that. Let's go down now to the foreword. We'll start this. See how far we go. I'll get about halfway through, and then I'm going to have to go. For years, I have been intending to consolidate my thoughts. Let's make sure it's even recording. Okay, it is recording. For years, I have been intending to consolidate my thoughts about the most pressing issues facing the United States and humanity in general. While it is an important goal, short-term deadlines always take priority over long-term projects, and with the daily needs of earning a living, caring for a family, doing over 10 years now of daily radio programs, and doing the 10 years now of daily radio programs, any real progress on the book wasn't in the cards. Meanwhile, the pressing issues facing us have become full-blown crises, and the goal of organizing and presenting my thoughts before it is too late now has the feel of a short-term deadline. Does it? Sometimes. The last time I made any serious effort in this project was 2019. Well, actually, it was 2022, but a look at the outline and rough draft of a few chapters really underscores how fast things are changing, and changing for the worse. 4 years ago, the idea we would be expected to walk around all day wearing surgical masks. You know, I got to do something about that. The last time I made any serious effort. Maybe I'll just leave it like that. 4 years ago, the idea we would be expected to walk around all day wearing surgical masks would have seemed insane. Add to that the economic lockdowns, the blatantly faked election, nationwide black riots, nationwide black riots openly sponsored by major corporations, endorsed by the bipartisan political class in the form of taking a knee in honor of black criminals. Okay, well, that's not a good sentence. There needs to be an and here. I'm listing three things. One of the three things just happens to be very long. Okay, add to that the economic lockdowns, the blatantly faked election, and add to that the economic lockdowns, the blatantly faked election, and nationwide black riots openly sponsored by major corporations and endorsed by the bipartisan political class in the form of taking a knee in honor of black criminals. And now we have stumbled to the brink of a potentially civilization-ending World War III in Ukraine. And now, you see, the thing is, every time I get back to this, more stuff happens. I would say more, I'd use a different word, but more stuff happens. And so it's, and now, add to that. Well, gosh. Okay, when I started this project, my life must have been real, real simple. All right. Okay, and now, okay. I'm going to, if that add now, it's going to become more recently, we have stumbled to the brink of a potentially civilization-ending World War III in Ukraine, and now Gaza, over issues few Americans care about and even fewer understand. If 2020 was a watershed year in terms of hoaxes, 2021 looked, if anything, even more precarious. While black rioters and looters are officially designated as peaceful protesters, sometimes, but not always, with a qualifier mostly. Hundreds of thousands of predominantly white Trump supporters who protested at the Capitol against the certification of an obviously fraudulent election have been branded as insurrectionists after small groups of Antifa provocateurs and Fed-led Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. I'm going to make it Proud Boys, comma. Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, comma. And 3 percenters. I'm not going to leave them out of it. Give credit where credit's due. After small groups of Antifa provocateurs and Fed-led Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and 3 percenters broke some windows to gain entry to Capitol proceedings, which are traditionally open even to protesters. How are we doing? Keep this going. Okay. In the wake of this event, the Justice Department, in cooperation with the corporate world, has spent the ensuing months tracking down and arresting hundreds of normal Trump supporters who were allowed to walk into the Capitol by police who opened the doors. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has embarked on a purge of white supremacists from the military, while the education system and increasingly corporate employers has accelerated its anti-white indoctrination of our population. Add to this domestic turmoil a deteriorating international situation, with the American foreign policy establishment having overplayed its hand in a game of brinksmanship with Russia. With Russia now having called the bluff of the Jews in the State Department. As poorly as things are working out for the Jewish foreign policy establishment in Ukraine, they seem poised to repeat the script with China. As if things couldn't get any worse, Israel, which periodically launches spasms of ultra-violence against its tormented Palestinian captive population, okay, Israel, which does this, has now been stung by the same Palestinians in a way which requires them to satisfy the bloodlust of the Israeli population with indiscriminate bombing of Gaza that has outraged the bulk of the world's population as never before. Could things have been any more unstable or volatile in early 1914 or 1939? That's a question mark. That's when those other two world wars started. Okay, I firmly believe the white majority population of the United States, along with normal non-whites who desire a healthy society run in the best interests of the population, have it within their means to promptly take back control of the country without violence. We have the numbers, we have the financial resources, and we provide the brain and muscle needed for society to function. All we as a people lack is an understanding of the reality we face. If, as Gilad Atzmon contends, the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power, then the ability to discuss Jewish power is the destruction of Jewish power. In order to discuss Jewish power in a way that will defeat it, we need powerful and correct narratives that will appeal to our people and show them the path forward. It is my hope that this book will make a meaningful contribution to that task. Patrick Slattery. All right. So, yeah, this is one of the problems, is like I keep writing the book, but things keep changing. Things keep changing. I can't write it fast enough to finish it. There's things change, and then I have to address the changes. Okay, so writing the zombie corpse. Oh, gosh. Not core, not the zombie core, corpse. Why we need white people. Why the world needs white people. Okay, so I had white nationalists. Why the world needs white people to take their countries back from Jewish supremacists. Chapter 1, and this should be introduction, not intro. Introduction. Duction. What am I trying to accomplish? No, what I am trying to accomplish. What I am trying to accomplish. In 1633, let's just see where I am in terms of this recording. Okay. In 1633, Galileo Galilei was shown the instruments of torture in order to stop him from discussing heliocentrism as the ordering principle of the universe, as it was known at the time. Today, we are likewise prohibited from discussing the ordering principle of our political power system, which is Jewish supremacism. Rather than the stretching rack, today's instruments of torture are social ostracization. Ostracization, is that even a word? According to... Because you ostracize somebody. It should be a word, so I'm going to leave it in there and let Dave Gahari figure it out. Today's instruments of torture are social ostracization, loss of income, and loss of freedom. And yet, the study of political science in the 21st century without considering Jewish power is as absurd as the study of astronomy would be without placing the sun at the center of our solar system. The purpose of this book is not to reinvent the wheel. Professor Kevin MacDonald created a theoretical framework for understanding Jewish behavior, and Dr. David Duke has compiled a veritable encyclopedia of Jewish power. My intention is to make a contribution by offering some theoretical insights into Jewish power, as well as a few case studies looking at manifestations of it. Hopefully this will help in the development of policies and strategies for overcoming Jewish power and helping and establishing a society that provides justice and opportunity for all without sacrificing the interests of the founding stock of the United States and other traditionally Western countries. A secondary purpose of this book is to clarify my own views and positions. I have spent much of the past 10 years as a fixture on other people's live radio shows, engaging with hosts, fellow co-hosts, and listeners who call in. There are thousands of hours of these shows on which I am responding in real time to other people, and there may come a time where I will be confronted with a statement I made taken out of context or even left in context, but which does not represent my thinking. Okay, so I'm about to come up on our first break, and I'm gonna pre-announce the breaks as they come. But yeah, so part of the reason I'm doing this is to clarify my position. So because I'm sure that over those thousands of hours of shows that I said something that was like, oh my God, anti-Semitic or totally racist or something. All right, I'll be right back.
You've got the magic touch. It makes me glow so much. It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm, it's like a alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Here I go, really. I'm feeling the glow of
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Right on out of my arms, still I feel a breeze, lover, your wonderful charms, lips that once were mine, tender arms that shine.
Okay, I am back, and let's see. I'm working on reading this book because I lost the whole recording from last night. I was tired last night. All right, so we're reading the introduction. Let's see how far we get. I first intend to describe the situation in the United States today, then explain the Jewish role in getting us here, and finally lay out a path for extricating us from the impending disaster. I don't think saving ourselves is a Herculean task. Indeed, if we as a people were to set our minds to it, I think it would be quite easy. And yet, I'm not nearly so confident we will ever get around to setting our minds to it. In short, the situation in America and the West today is one of impending calamity. Low birth rates and high levels of immigration, most of which is non-white, along with relatively high fertility among some racial minorities, means whites will probably become a minority in America sometime in the 2030s, sometime in the next decade. Add to that the quasi-official encouragement of white females to have children fathered by blacks, the policy of indoctrinating and incentivizing these mixed-race children to identify as black, the impact of anti-white propaganda in the media and education system inciting blacks in particular to violence against whites, the subsidization of reproduction among largely non-white low-income people, and the promotion of homosexuality, feminism, and transgenderism as identities that allow whites to claim coveted victim status that is otherwise unavailable to them. And we have a situation where whites are on the path to becoming a marginalized and abused minority within our lifetime. In any public discourse, we need to understand what we are talking about. Words and phrases can mean very different things to different people, even in the same conversation or confrontation. Obviously, Manchester United fans and Dallas Cowboys fans mean very different things when they speak of football. Some people point out that the United States was founded as a white country and should remain a white country. What does a white country mean? Does it mean a country that is predominantly white and which seeks the well-being of whites without trampling on the rights and interests of its non-white citizens? Now, I didn't say anything about that here. Maybe I should. Thailand is a Thai country. It's got tons of Chinese, but it's a Thai country. Malaysia is not even majority Malaysian, I don't think. I mean, it's not even majority Malay, but certainly it's a Malay country, isn't it? Should I put in examples? I could put in the example of Thailand, but probably I won't. I don't know enough about it. All right. Or does it mean an entity? Well, I mean, China. China's a Chinese country, and it certainly has. And it's got big non-Chinese. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going there. I could put in China or Thailand or something else. Or does it mean an entity that seeks racial purity via mass expulsions and genocide? Most people promoting the idea of America being a white country have some vision of the former. However, the anti-white left understands the term as being extremely sinister and threatening. All right, so what's the reason for that paragraph? Well, the reason for that paragraph is I used to go on these shows with Mark Collett, and he typically had younger people on the and this, I'm talking about like 7 years ago. He had young people on who are always talking about the ethno state. This was something that, you know, they'd talk about back before 2020. And what did that even mean? That's what I was trying to get at. What did that mean? All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States. With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you.
Do I have enough time to finish this before I leave? We'll see. Anyway, yeah, that ethnostate business. I was always very uncomfortable on these shows with the young people talking about the ethnostate. That wasn't the boomer thing. Boomers have their own issues. But yeah, for the young hip people talking about the ethnostate, what we're going to do with the ethnostate. And that was, I mean, talk about putting the cart in front of the horse. Why are you that was always my thinking. Why are these people talking about an ethno state? The more you talk about something like that, the harder it is because of what I'm just saying. what these people were thinking, I don't know. Sometimes you'd hear people who literally did seem to think that we were going to be able to ship all blacks just can't stay here. They're going to have to go. They're going to have to go back to Africa. They just can't stay here. Talk about unreasonable. And of course, you're making the task a lot harder if you're talking in that way. I don't hear people talking in that way anymore, but like in the mid to late teens, that's how long I've been writing this. You were hearing people talking like that, which didn't make any sense. Okay, well, let's get back to reading the book. But that's why, I mean, that's one of the things, reasons why I felt like I had to write this, because at some point I felt like I was going to be confronted with statements that were made. You talked about an ethnostate or this or that, or, you know, so-and-so said this and you said that, and that's totally racist. So being a boomer, of course, I cannot abide by being totally racist. All righty. Most people promoting the idea of America being a white country have some vision of the former. However, the anti-white left understands the term as being extremely sinister and threatening. Because this book is mainly about Jews, it is necessary to nail down exactly what I mean by Jews from the outset. I see Jews as prime, and this is for Jeff Nyquist, by the way. Is it for Jeff Nyquist? I don't know. It's for people. There have been people who, I don't know. They want to say that people aren't Jewish because they don't go to synagogue or whatever. I see Jews primarily as a tribe, with a tribal membership depending on the acceptance of other members of the group. Did that come out clearly? I see Jews primarily as a tribe, with tribal membership depending on the acceptance of other members of the group. To be accepted as a Jew, with very limited exceptions, such as religious conversion upon marrying a Jew, and even then, it is very much an asterisk acceptance. So that's in parentheses, okay? So without the parentheses, it would read, to be accepted as a Jew, with very limited exceptions, you have to have at least some ancestry from historical Jewish groups. You do not, however, have to practice Judaism. And I'm sorry for anybody, and maybe I'm unfairly naming certain people, but just not practicing Judaism for Jews is not an issue. You are a Jew, okay? While Judaism is the tribal religion of the Jews, Jews as a group or as a tribe accept and embrace non-religious Jews. Even highly religious Orthodox Jews like the Chabad-Lubavitch movement actively reach out to non-religious Jews to join them, which is something they do not do to people without Jewish ancestry. Okay? I am going to digress here. So if you're walking down the street in Crown Heights or wherever, and you get these, you'll get these 15-year-old kids whose job it is to recruit for Chabad Lubavitch. They'll walk up to you if you've got a big nose and curly hair or brown hair or whatever. They'll walk up to you and they'll just say, "Are you Jewish?" They ask you, and if you are a little bit evasive, they'll say, "Well, was your mother Jewish? Was her mother Jewish?" Right? That's what they want to know. Okay, they don't want to know, did your father give some deathbed confession where he said that's what they want to know. And they won't walk up to you if you look Chinese. They won't walk up to you if you look black. They won't walk up to you if you look like a goy white person. If you look like a really goyish white person, they're not. If you look like Freddy from Scooby-Doo, they're not going to walk up to Freddy. They might walk up to Shaggy. You know why they'd walk up to Shaggy? Because Shaggy was Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem was Lebanese. The Lebanese looked kind of Jewish. They would walk up and they would say, are you Jewish? And Casey Kasem would look at, back at them and say, hell no, I'm not Jewish, and stop bombing Lebanon, stop bombing Gaza. That's what he would say. That's what he would have said. All right, and because I knew him. Not particularly well, but I knew him. All right. Obviously, getting back to the book, obviously this is not a perfect definition. There is no perfect definition. There are some people who try to define Jews as just another religion, like Christians or Muslims. Actually, within, this is not in the book, but within the context of America, it's, they try to define Jews as just another denomination, like Baptists or Methodists. Really, I mean, that's how it is in America, or when I was growing up, maybe. Back to the book. However, anyone can be accepted as a Christian by embracing the religious tenets of Christianity, notwithstanding the fact that there can be disputes among Christians as to just what those tenets are. Tenets. Still, you can walk into any given church and be accepted if you claim to believe what the other people in the church believe. This is not the case with Judaism. A Chinaman could not walk into a synagogue and be accepted as a Jew. He may or may not be tolerated, but he would not be considered a Jew no matter how much he claimed to believe in the Torah. Halakhic law states a baby is Jewish if he is born to a Jewish mother. This gets closer to the definition I am using, and it holds sway in Israel. However, there are many people born to Jewish fathers and non-Jewish mothers who have strong Jewish identities and are largely accepted by the Jewish community. And this is an aside, but I think Victoria Nuland's mother was not Jewish. She might have converted to Judaism before Victoria was born, or maybe Victoria converted to Judaism officially, you know, religiously, when she got married to Robert Kagan. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she's halakhically Jewish, but she's Jewish. I mean, to any definition of a Jew that doesn't include Victoria Nuland is a problematic definition. Okay, because look at her Jewish identity. Look at, it's so much there. All right. And you look at her daughter. Her daughter looks like Anne Frank. Okay. Maybe a little chunkier, like a little chunky version of Anne Frank. Not ugly or anything. Okay. Let's see. So halakhic law states, let me just see where we are. See how we are. Okay. Halakhic law states a baby is Jewish if he is born to a Jewish mother. This gets closer to the definition. I am you. All right. However, there are many people born to Jewish fathers and non-Jewish mothers who have strong identities and are largely accepted by the Jewish community. Where possible, I will refer to such people as half Jewish. As we will see, these people very often promote policies that are priorities for Jews as a group and are very detrimental to the group interests of non-whites. Okay, that's like Victoria Nuland. All right. So, what are the priorities of Jews? What do they see as their group interests? Obviously, the suppression of anti-Semitism is at or near the top of the list. So is the accumulation and preservation of Jewish power. The national power and security of Israel is also high on the list, and it is widely recognized this is important to Jews. In fact, it is often overemphasized, and the Jewish establishment still allows... In fact, it is often overemphasized, and the Jewish establishment still allows some political space in Western countries for criticizing Israel, at least if you are not high up in the political establishment. Yeah. Now, of course, I wrote, okay. Should I leave it like that? Should I leave it like that given the current situation? Yeah, people are criticizing Israel. It's not easy. Is it correct to say there is still some political space for criticizing Israel? Depending how far you go. Let's see. For criticizing Israel, at least to an extent. How about at least to an extent? At least to an extent, comma, if you are not too high up in the political establishment. In fact, I would contend many Jews themselves are not comfortable with being perceived as loyal to Israel and may indeed think Israel's outrageous behavior is rocking the boat of the diaspora in the United States and elsewhere. After all, Jews in the diaspora have never had it better, due in very large part to being able to appear assimilated into their host countries, and the very vocal supporter for Israel diminishes that appearance and raises questions of dual loyalty. By the way, when I recorded this last night, I actually started off for about 10 minutes talking about a video I had seen of Max Blumenthal speaking before the Women's Democratic Coalition. You can see it on YouTube. And is this it? The Genocide Democrats. Max Blumenthal speaks at the Women's National Democratic Coalition, the WNDC. So if you want to see that, that's from like 4 days ago. And he did a good job. I could pick a couple of nits. There's a little nitpicking I could do, but he did a good job, and he's doing a good job. All right. Okay. So let's see where we are. And okay, can I get to the end of this segment before I have to leave? All right. Where the heck were we? Okay, I would contend for many Jews in America, a higher priority than Israel is the transformation of the United States into a multicultural country where an ethnically based white nationalism can never challenge Jewish supremacy. To that end, they promote policies that lead to the phenomena mentioned above, including mass immigration, racially mixed reproduction, anti-white narratives, homosexuality, feminism, etc. The focus on whites is due to the fact whites are the only group with the numbers to challenge Jewish power. There is also the long history of adversarial relations between Jews and Europeans. And the Jews believe this conflict has nothing to do with Jewish behavior, but rather is entirely the result of irrational hatred on the part of whites. Without Jewish domination of society, there will surely be another Holocaust, they have convinced themselves. Okay. All righty. It looks like we are coming up on a phone call from David Duke. Okay, hold on a second. Hello? Are you there? Yeah, indeed. So, I am about to go to the vets, and Yeah, it's not likely if
Often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time.
From my dog business, and okay, so this was a tough day because I had recorded an entire show. It was a sleepy show, but I had recorded an entire show. got lost, but I've recreated it for the most part. And so we've got about 2.5 more minutes. I know you got a lot of Platters music. It's the way things work sometimes. That's sometimes we have to rely on the Platters. And we as white nationalists trying to establish an ethno state, we need a special revered place for black artists who are historical. I'm joking. I don't know. All right, can I take out my phone and see what the news is? We're going to finish up with a headline or two. And probably for tomorrow, I'll probably be doing this same type of thing again, where I'm looking at where I am proofreading the book. I think maybe this is the only way the book will ever get out, is by doing this proofreading stuff. And the only way I'm going to proofread it is by merging it into the show. Okay, Medvedev responds to Zelensky's peace plan. Now, Medvedev has been on fire. The senior Russian official has proposed a soft alternative that would see Ukraine absorbed by his country. All right. Medvedev, he's been going hardcore. He said that Biden is a, what did he call him, a special kind of, he didn't call him a special kind of special kind of idiot. Is that what he said? And that Macron is a zoological coward who needs to pack extra underwear just to go to Ukraine because he'll be soiling it so much. Okay. A reasonable peace agreement with Ukraine would involve Moscow taking full control over the country. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has claimed. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you can go to RT. The senior official mocked the peace plan. But the thing is, the peace plan proposed by Zelensky is Russia has to surrender to Ukraine. So actually, this is a perfectly good comeback. And I will be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, moon, moon. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Bomb, dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.